Connecticut plans to give minorities priority in cannabis industry. By Amy Furr on August 10, 2021. The first meeting of Connecticut's Social Equity Council took place Thursday, and the group will help decide who may take part in its cannabis industry. Several legislators worked to ensure social equity was included in the legalization of recreational marijuana and want its legalization to offset some of the damage done by the war on drugs, WTNH reported. And it did more than fail, it harmed incarcerated generations of predominantly black and brown people, State Treasurer Sean Wooden commented. Members of those communities should be first in line regarding permits in the cannabis industry, according to the WTNH report. We'll finally have, within the community of black and brown, a way to wealth creation. I think this is the opportunity to truly see the 40 acres and a mule of our ancestors. Joseph Williams, Yukon Small Business Development Center, stated. During the meeting, Governor Ned Lamont, D., claimed some individuals don't always have the capital you need to get things started when it came to business. You know, a lot of folks from better neighborhoods, they can always start off with a group called friends and family. Well, not all communities have folks they can go to for capital from friends and family. Well, we're your friends and family, right here, he continued. According to its website, the council was created to ensure the adult-use cannabis program is grown equitably and ensures that funds from the adult-use cannabis program are brought back to the communities hit hardest by the war on drugs. Breitbart News reported June 23 that Lamont signed a bill legalizing possession of marijuana in the state and anticipates retail sales of the drug next year. The new law allows people age 21 and older to possess or use marijuana up to the specified possession limit of 1.5 ounces on their person and 5 ounces in their home or car, the outlet said.